Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Lonnie, the theater lady, it's good to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here.
On Berg Vivant, you went to see The Royale at City Theater.
Now, I
did. Is this about wrestling?
No, it's about boxing.
Boxing, okay, because there's a wrestling show going on in town. It's like WrestleMania.
It's Bare Bones.
In Pittsburgh right now.
Right.
Are you WrestleMania fan?
Oh, no.
No?
I'm not like Ringside Rosie.
No.
You don't know
I
who that is.
I can't imagine that. Ringside Rosie, was that your nickname?
That was a real person. No, not mine.
I'm not going to pull that thread. Tell us about The Royale.
The Royale was, this production was extraordinary. Starting with the playwright, Marco Ramirez, wrote a stunningly impactful and powerful show based on a boxer who really existed in the early 1900s. He was the black heavyweight champion. But, and his real name was Jack Johnson.
Okay.
But he wanted to be the world champion, and he wanted to fight the white heavyweight champion so he could be the world champion, and that was not done in those days. So this gets really into a lot about racial tensions and the Jim Crow laws. And it was really a beautiful, moving show. The director, Stuart Carden, directed with such precision and sharpness. This was just a magnificent show.
Does it take place in the ring?
Yes, but it's interesting. It's almost like poetry when the actor, Deshaun, Kevin, Terry, those names don't feel like they go together, but they do. Plays the main character. Oh, I won't tell him. Shh, you didn't hear that. Plays the main character, and his name is changed because it's only based on Jack Johnson. So he's J. Sport Johnson. And when he boxes with his sparring partner, who is played by, what's his first name? Gilbert. Bernard Gilbert. And that part of it was so fascinating to me. They faced each other. I mean, they faced the audience, not each other. They stood very far apart. And you could feel every blow and every punch, even though they didn't even touch each other.
Jeez.
And there's this rhythm.
And you didn't even have to pay extra for that.
No, but it was so powerfully done. And the movements were so beautifully choreographed that, you know, I felt myself flinching as there was a punch thrown, even though they didn't connect.
Sounds like an experience to me.
It was. It was really, really well done. And the main actor, Jay, the man that played Jay, Deshaun, was fabulous. He played that role with so much arrogance and authenticity. I think his character was the best developed one in the whole show. And he was really a joy to watch. He really was. And let's see what happened. So it was all about arranging this fight so that he could be the world champion. And all the rigmarole that went with it, because this was the first time ever that a black boxer boxed a white boxer. And his sister came in to talk to him before the match to tell, or what do you call it? Is it a boxing match? Boxing fight round, whatever.
Yeah, a boxing match.
A match. Yeah, yeah. That was played by Bria Walker, played his sister, and when she came in, this was already an intense, very compelling show, and she came in and she just, boom, she kicked up the conflict another notch, talking about what could happen. She played a very strong woman, and she played that role with a lot of strength, too. So I don't even know how to explain the rhythmic part of it. It was...
Well, we're going to have to act it out. You in one corner, me in the other, let's go. And I know you fight dirty, so...
You're in trouble.
This is not going to be as clear-cut as some people might think.
You're in a heap of trouble, buddy. But there was actual rhythm, hand clapping, foot stomping, and the whole rhythmic background just added to the tension and the intensity of what was happening. And it felt at times like a heartbeat that just... was so compelling and made me feel just so connected to the actors on the stage.
Would you say very well orchestrated?
Yes,
and again,
absolutely.
That is the Royale at
City Theater.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you, Brian.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.